This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Bigby. Protests leave a trail of destruction on Christmas Day after clashes spilled out across malls and the tourist hub in Hong Kong the night before. Reuters' Libby Hogan.
On Christmas Eve, undercover police clashed with thousands of anti-government protesters. The protesters flooded the streets of a popular tourist district and also held rallies in nearby shopping malls. Protesters threw umbrellas at police, while police retaliated by beating some demonstrators with batons. One police officer then pointed his gun at the crowd without firing. In the streets, riot police fired tear gas in an effort to disperse the crowds. Protests are expected to continue across the city on Christmas Day.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. President Trump says that maybe a Christmas gift announced by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be something nice rather than a missile. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And China says it's close in touch with the United States on a trade deal signing ceremony after President Trump said Tuesday